We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk, previewing minicamp. It starts on Tuesday, 3 days of practice before the players take off, and they don't show up until training camp at the end of July. So here's what we should keep an eye on. Lance, first things first, the rules for mandatory minicamp are the same as OTAs, except, that's the magical word, it's mandatory, but still no pads and no contact.
Correct. So it's going to be a similar formation to OTAs. You're not going to see a great deal of physicality on both ends, but you still get an idea, John, of how these players move around the field, what best fit they are in terms of their positions, and how chemistry and continuity come together.
And we'll see where the Giants stand with some of their injuries. Still don't expect Victor Cruz to do anything. They're being very patient, him recovering from the injury. But Lance, then you have guys like Odell Beckham Jr. with the hamstring, Larry Donnell with the Achilles, Nat Burhe with the calf. Other guys on both sides of the ball as well. We'll see if they're ready to go for minicamp.
Jameel McClain with the back. Jonathan Casillas just got an ejection. So as you mentioned, John, it's a laundry list of injuries. Really, to speculate who's going to be on the field, I think it's extremely premature. You would like to see Nat Burhe, though, get back on the field because he has an opportunity to compete for a starting safety spot. They've been relying on Landon Collins and Cooper Taylor for the time being during the course of OTAs.
And you wouldn't mind seeing rookie Owe Adigizua get back on the field as well. He missed practice the last couple weeks with a leg injury. Lance, what players are you, or positions even, are you keeping an eye on over the course of the 3 days of minicamp that you want to see how these guys are doing before we get to training camp in more than a month?
Well, in terms of position, John, I'd start with the offensive line. You have some movement because of the injury to Will Beatty, so there's been a different formation that's been out there during OTAs, and it's important for this group to get comfortable with one another, specifically Eric Flowers, who's the first-round pick who will be protecting Eli Manning's blind side. In terms of specific players, I'll give you two. One is Corey Washington, who has looked very good in OTAs. He has progressed tremendously on many fronts. You'd like to see him pick up where he left off, as well as Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. Remember, DRC was banged up for the majority of last season. He's been very active during OTAs. He's gotten in passing lanes. He's collected interceptions. It'd be nice to see that continuation of aggressiveness.
Finally, Lance, I wonder if we're going to see Jason Pierre-Paul from mandatory minicamp.
The million-dollar question, John. Probably of all the players to keep close tabs on, it would be him. He had the franchise tender that was given to him. Now it's a matter of whether or not he's going to show up. He's been working out on his own. Tom Coughlin's been asked, and he expects JP to show up for minicamp, but time will tell. Obviously, he's an integral part of this defense, and I'm sure Steve Spagnuolo would like to get a first look at him.
No doubt about it, Lance. We appreciate the time, and enjoy minicamp.
You got it. Not a problem.
For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. Stay tuned to Giants.com throughout minicamp for all the coverage, exclusive cameras on the field, interviews, etc., etc. We have it all. Go to Giants.com all week long and follow the Giants on Twitter @Giants for updates from practice. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.